Part 2. Blame. Langley, Virginia, the United States of America. The office of the director of the Central Intelligence Agency could belong to a business executive, or doctor, or an everyday small-town high school principal. There are the usual collection of reference books on the shelf, degrees and photos on the wall, and, on the desk, an autographed baseball from Cincinnati Reds catcher Johnny Bench. Bob Archer, my host, can see by my face that I was expecting something different. I suspect that is why he chose to conduct our interview here.
When you think about the CIA, you probably imagine two of our most popular and enduring myths. The first is that our mission is to search the globe for any conceivable threat to the United States. And the second is that we have the power to perform the first. This myth is a byproduct of an organization which, by its very nature, must exist and operate in secrecy.
Didn't the plague originate in China?
It did, as well as one of the greatest single maskirovkas in the history of modern espionage.
I'm sorry?
It was a deception, a fake-out. The PRC knew they were already number one surveillance target. They knew they could never hide the existence of their nationwide health and safety sweeps. They realized that the best way to mask what they were doing was to hide it in plain sight. Instead of lying about the sweeps themselves, they just lied about what they were sweeping for.
The dissident crackdown?
Bigger. The whole Taiwan Strait incident. The victory of the Taiwan National Independence Party. The assassination of the PRC defense minister. The build-up, the war threats, the demonstrations, and subsequent crackdowns were all engineered by the Ministry of State Security. And all of it was to divert the world's eye from the real danger growing within China. And it worked.
The Chinese were that good.
And we were that bad. It wasn't the agency's finest hour. We were still reeling from the purges.
You mean the reforms?
No, I mean the purges, because that's what they were. When Joe Stalin either shot or imprisoned his best military commanders, he wasn't doing half as much damage to his national security as what that administration did to us with their reforms. The last brushfire war was a debacle. And guess who took the fall? We'd been ordered to justify a political agenda. Then when that agenda became a political liability, those who'd originally given the order now stood back with the crowd and pointed the finger at us. Who told us we should go to war in the first place? Who mixed us up in all this mess? The CIA. We couldn't defend ourselves without violating national security. We had to just sit there and take it. And what was the result? Brain drain. Why stick around and be the victim of a political witch hunt when you could escape to the private sector? Fatter paycheck, decent hours, and maybe, just maybe, a little respect and appreciation by the people you work for. We lost a lot of good men and women, a lot of experience, initiative, and priceless analytical reasoning. All we were left with were the dregs, a bunch of brown-nosing myopic eunuchs.
But that couldn't have been everyone.
No, of course not. There were some of us who stayed because we actually believed in what we were doing. We weren't in this for money or working conditions, or even the occasional pat on the back. We were in this because we wanted to serve our country.
So you knew what was really happening?
No. No, I couldn't. There was no way to confirm.
But you had suspicions.
I had doubts.
Could you be more specific?
No, I'm sorry. But I can say that I broached the subject a number of times to my co-workers.
What happened?
The answer was always the same. Your funeral.
And was it?
Yep. I spoke to someone in a position of authority, just a 5-minute meeting, expressing some concerns. He thanked me for coming in and told me he'd look into it right away. The next day, I received transfer orders. Buenos Aires, effective immediately.
Did you ever hear of the Vornbrunn Knight Report?
Sure, now, but back then. The copy that was originally hand-delivered by Paul Knight himself, the one marked Eyes Only for the director, it was found at the bottom of the desk of a clerk in the San Antonio field office of the FBI 3 years after the Great Panic. turned out to be academic, because right after I was transferred, Israel went public with its statement of voluntary quarantine. Suddenly, the time for advanced warning was over. The facts were out. It was now just a question of who would believe them.